The book of Genesis, chapter 37. Let's pick it up at verse 12. Sometime later, Joseph's brothers had gone out to pasture their father's flocks near Shechem. Israel said to him, "Are not your brothers pasturing the flocks at Shechem? Get ready, I'm sending you to them." "I am ready," Joseph replied. Then Israel told him, "Go now and see how your brothers and the flocks are faring and bring word back to me." So he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. And when Joseph arrived in Shechem, a man found him wandering in the field and asked, "What are you looking for?" "I'm looking for my brothers," Joseph replied. "Can you please tell me where they are pasturing their flocks?" "They have moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph set out after his brothers and found them at Dothan. Now Joseph's brothers saw him in the distance, and before he arrived, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to one another. "Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. We can say that a vicious animal has devoured him. Then we shall see what becomes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue Joseph from their hands. "Let us not take his life," he said. "Do not shed his blood. Throw him into this pit in the wilderness, but do not lay a hand on him." Reuben said this so that he could rescue Joseph from their hands and return him to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the pit. Now the pit was empty, with no water in it. And as they sat down to eat a meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were carrying spices, balm, and myrrh on their way down to Egypt. Then Judah said to his brothers, "What profit will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay a hand on him, for he is our brother, our own flesh." And they agreed. So when the Midianite traders passed by, his brothers pulled Joseph out of the pit and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the pit and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes, returned to his brothers, and said, "The boy is gone. What am I going to do?" That's Genesis chapter 37, verses 12 through 30. Thank you so much for listening. To become Christ-like, we must know what Christ is like. Let's read scripture again tomorrow at GodsWordEveryday.com.